For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, said Kim Jong-un begged and pleaded to have the meeting in Singapore after the president abruptly canceled it. He tried to clarify that to the Associated Press.
Kim Jong-un changed his position, said he was going to do denuclearization, and asked to have the meeting again. And that's what I mean by begging for it.
A Philadelphia judge has dealt another blow to the Trump administration's crackdown on sanctuary cities. The federal judge says the White House can't cut public safety grants to the City of Brotherly Love over its sanctuary city policy, in which the city will only turn over undocumented immigrants to federal officials if the agency has a warrant. Mayor Jim Kenney.
Judge Michael Bailson upheld our right to ensure that members of Philadelphia's immigrant community are not forced to stay hidden in the shadows.
You're listening to USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, said Kim Jong-un begged and pleaded to have the meeting in Singapore after the president abruptly canceled it. He tried to clarify that to the Associated Press.
Kim Jong-un changed his position, said he was going to do denuclearization, and asked to have the meeting again. And that's what I mean by begging for it.
A Philadelphia judge has dealt another blow to the Trump administration's crackdown on sanctuary cities. The federal judge says the White House can't cut public safety grants to the City of Brotherly Love over its sanctuary city policy, in which the city will only turn over undocumented immigrants to federal officials if the agency has a warrant. Mayor Jim Kenney.
Judge Michael Bailson upheld our right to ensure that members of Philadelphia's immigrant community are not forced to stay hidden in the shadows.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is Cece Carmichael, a classically trained chef. You've seen her all over your television in many different places talking about so many different things, and they all looked delicious. You're going to tell us about a contest where people could win a $5,000 prize?
Yes. Well, it being June Dairy Month, which we're very excited about, and we want to celebrate with all our listeners and all our viewers, the National Frozen and Refrigerated Foods Association is sponsoring a sweepstakes to enter to win $5,000. And also, if you go to easyhomemeals.com, that's where you enter to win. And you can also get really great recipe ideas of things that I've made. I stayed up all night making for you.
I also want to enter the contest. Once again, tell me how to do it.
Go to easyhomemeals.com, and our friends at the National Frozen and Refrigerated Foods Association have been kind enough to sponsor this.
Thanks again to Cece Carmichael.
99 bodies have been discovered following the eruption of Guatemala's volcano of fire. Journalists watched as rescuers pulled several bodies from the rubble, including at least one child. And as the threat of more eruptions continues, the number of people evacuated has quadrupled to more than 12,000. The U.S. Air Force has flown some children to the U.S. for treatment of burns. At least 18 people were killed in an explosion in Baghdad's Sadr City district. A government spokesman says the blast was the result of the detonation of an ammunition cache, and an investigation is underway. A memorial service was held at Arlington National Cemetery for Robert F. Kennedy to mark the 50th anniversary of his assassination. His grandson, Congressman Joe Kennedy.
He wasn't radical or revolutionary. He was human and willing to be vulnerable.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
If you feel like you simply can't keep up with all the news these days, you're not alone. USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
A new survey finds a significant number of Americans feel overwhelmed by the amount of news there is, though the sentiment is more common on the right side of the political spectrum rather than the left. It's according to a Pew Research Center survey that was conducted between February 22nd and March 4th of this year. A 5,000-plus U.S. adult survey.